Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Today I want to talk about why it's important to just start talking. You know, so often we're waiting for the clarity, we're waiting for the message. I know I've probably said this before, if not on this podcast, then definitely on Keeping Good Company with Lisa. You know, we're waiting for the clarity before we start to take action, but sometimes the clarity comes in the action. So, and it's about trusting and feeling and moving, right? Because nothing really, like, we can stay still, and sometimes stillness is a gift, right? Particularly if you're one of those people who is constantly moving, constantly distracting yourself from your own company. That was definitely me 10 years ago, right? Like, could not be with myself ever. Like, I just felt like I was constantly with other people, never alone, hated my own company, running. And so what I actually needed was to get very still, to stop. And when I did that, my God, healing crisis. Like, that was that moment happened when I moved to Nambucca and was all by myself. Well, I had Miko, but no other company. And I had gone from being constantly distracted from my feelings, using drugs and alcohol and shopping and anything else I could to distract myself. Company, you know, like, I was always with other people, distracting myself. And then when I finally came back to being with myself, my God, depression. I went insular. And I could say I don't recommend it, but I actually do. It might be a little irresponsible to say so, but it's led me to here. You know, it's led me to this moment. Whoa, hello. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, that's cool. Come, Bill. Hey, stop, Bill. Stay there. Hi. Right, where was I? So it led me to this place, right, where I was depressed and totally insular, which then led me onto this journey of the last decade, which I wouldn't change for quids. I mean, there are days where I probably would like to take a break from the growth, but I wouldn't change that. You know, like, I was living this life that was really numb. And in fact, had to relearn what emotions were, relearn what happiness felt like, what anger was, what joy was. And I was just so numb, living life on this really fine line of expression. And so I used the alcohol and the drugs to be me. You know, I couldn't, like, that gave me the Dutch courage in order to be the fun, joyful me. And that's when I experienced my fun, right? But it was like a fake high, because there was always a crushing low afterwards. And now there's still crushing lows and there's super highs, but there's peace with that. there's a peace and acceptance that goes with that, which is so refreshing, and why I wouldn't go back. So yeah, there's the still peace, the getting still peace. But right, so clarity comes when we're taking action, and sometimes we need the stillness in order to get to the place where we take the action, and that's okay if it's not coming from a place of avoidance. You know, so often inaction is actually avoidance. It is avoidance. So what are you avoiding? Is it that you're avoiding success? I've certainly been there. Is it that you're avoiding failure? I've certainly been there too. What is it that your inaction is trying to help? Like, your inaction is actually trying to help you in some ways. What is it trying to help you avoid? And for me, the peace has always been, and it works for people differently, right? It's not always about talking. For me, I'm a talker. This is my chosen expression in the world. This is my art. So that is the way that I express myself. That is the way that I find clarity, through getting my phone, plugging in the mic, walking on the beach, and having it out with myself, having it out with you, right? And that's where the clarity comes. And that's where, you know, working with Kelly or my kinesiologist Tara or Lisa Brown, that's where clarity comes too, right? In me talking it out. That's my way of finding my voice, is through speaking with it. So what's your expression? How do you express yourself in the world? What's your chosen, where do you find the clarity? Is it through sitting still in meditation? Is it through cooking? Is it through gardening? Is it through painting? Is it through dance? Is it through singing? Where do you find that place of presence, where you're present to you? Where do you find, because that's it, right? Like, that's what clarity is. Clarity is presence to your truth. It's that feeling that we have when we're like, yes, that's it. So what is that yes, that's it for you? Where do you feel that? Is it when you're having things reflected back to you? Is it when someone's asking you the right questions? Is it when you're vision boarding? Is it when you're journaling? Is it when you're meditating? Where do you find your voice? Because here's the thing, we don't need to have clarity in order to take action. It's through the action that we find the clarity. And that doesn't even mean that we have to be taking action towards a certain goal, right? That action can be meditating. That action can be cooking. That action can be talking, singing, dancing. That is the action where you find the clarity. So I think I pretty much said it, right? Is there anything else that I need to add? Is there anything else that I need to say again? I don't think so. I think you've got it, right? Like, how do you find your voice? You start speaking. That's how you find your voice. You don't wait until you start speaking. And it's just like a baby, right? A baby finds its voice. It learns. It expands its vocabulary. It doesn't just happen. It happens through showing up frequently. It's about consistently showing up for those things that you want to develop and grow. So if it's your message that you want clarity on, there's only one way to find that. And that is to immerse yourself in places where you find clarity. That is to speak, to practice speaking. And keep practicing, because that clarity is in a constant state of flux. So what feels like your true message today can feel a little different tomorrow. But often the underlying current is the same. And it's those things that we come back to. You know, like I'm working with a client at the moment, hello, who had this idea for a podcast years ago when she joined Ragcasters. And she did a different podcast. And now that we're back working together on, you know, her clarity and her message, it's come back to that initial idea. So often we're searching for clarity when it's really here, which is, you know, right here where we are. It's always here, but we're sometimes trying to avoid what's actually right here. And that's why those regular practices of things that help you feel clear, that help bring you back to you, your chosen expression, it helps you come back to that, to find that place within you. Because it's always there. It's like a fucking Disney movie, right? Oh, it was there all along. Of course it fucking was. So stop seeking externally for it and create the space and the conditions for it to emerge from within you, where it's always been. What is that like old saying? I can't even remember. It's something along the lines of, you know, God wanted to hide something or other, and so he hid it in the last place they'd look inside themselves. You know, that was a really bad, really bad story. But if you know the real one, then you'll know the actual context of that. But it's something like, you know, they wanted to know where to put put humans' brilliance or something, and so they hid it inside themselves, the last place that they would look. Well, I guess my message is make it the first place you look. And if you need help with that uncovering, there are people who can do that for you, that can help you come home to you. And I'm one of them. So find your person or do the work yourself. It's only really in the last year that I have been able to prioritize this for myself financially. You know, before that I never had a coach. I never had, you know, someone helping me. Oh, I did actually. When I worked with Nikki, she was also a theta healer, and so we did a lot of work. So I have, but before that I had never. Oh, but no, I had a I had my psychotherapist. Before that, I hadn't. I never did. And that is why I'm pretty sure I ended up where I did all those years ago in my, you know, healing crisis. And it was really that, starting working with the psychotherapist, where I managed to get outside of this whole ego mind that's fucking us up, most of the time. And also can be a great gift, right? Because like I said before, if you're avoiding something, it's because there's probably something that doesn't feel safe around it. And your ego is trying to protect you. So, but it's not the truth. You know that. All right, that's it. Until next time, peace out. So I've just jumped in the car and I am just stationary. I'm not driving anywhere. Just got the aircon on because it's bloody hot. Anyway, there was another piece to this, right, that I forgot. And that is, you find your message, you find your voice, you find your clarity by consistently showing up for it. It's about the frequency with which you show up for it, right? So for me, I show up daily. And that doesn't mean that I'm showing up and I'm sharing constantly and I'm all over social media and I'm podcasting every day and, you know, all that shit. It's not about the amount of noise that I'm making. It's about the frequency with which I show up for myself. I show up daily and make my bed. I show up daily with my little rituals that help me to stay showing up. You know, when I show up for my message, when I show up for myself, then that's where the universe can meet me. If I'm not showing up with frequency, just being haphazard about the way that I'm showing up for myself, because this isn't even about the message, it's how you show up for yourself. Are you even showing up for yourself at all? What are you showing up for? So I guess that's the invitation for this week, is to have a think about how you are showing up. Are you showing up for you? Or are you showing up for everyone else around you? How frequently, what is the frequency with which you show up for you? And how can you shift that? Because it can be as small as starting making your bed. That was where everything shifted for me. Was it 3 years ago on New Year's where I did that interview with Mickey Smith? And we talked about keystone habits and just changing one small thing. And for me, it was making my bed. And with that, my whole story of being inconsistent and not being able to show up for things was blown to smithereens. And I have made my bed every single day since. The frequency with which I show up for myself and for my word to myself is a work in progress. There are areas in my life where I don't show up with the frequency that I should. Food is one, right? Like I have these moments where I'm really great with food and I'm showing up consistently and with frequency to good, nutritious, healthy food. And then I fall off the wagon and I start not showing up for me. And then I make a decision to start showing up for me again. You know, some of these areas of our lives we can master and others like quite easily. Not that making my bed is quite, it is now because it's just a non-negotiable. It just gets done, right? And one day I'll probably get there with food too. And even in business, like there was times where I was in classic avoidance and sabotaging myself. But now this is the key. I show up with frequency, even when I don't feel like it, even when I'm wondering what the fuck I'm going to talk about. Because it's the showing up for it with the frequency that allows the universe to meet you and match you. You know, last week's episode was me walking on the beach, not knowing what I was going to say. I show up for it and the words arrive. So often we're waiting to start. But if we start, then we've shown up. And the rest of the stuff, we've created the space to allow the rest of the stuff to happen just by showing up. That's it, just by showing up. So I want you to look at where you're showing up for you, where you're showing up, where you're not showing up, because it's going to show you where your values are right now, and you should be valuing yourself. All right, that's it, legit. Peace.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.